Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Hello.
Hi,
stranger. Oh, how are you? We good, and you?
I'm good. I'm back in, back out of so much working.
Good, thank God.
Isn't that Hubert?
Yeah.
Yes, uh-huh. I. Shalom, shalom. Greetings.
Hello. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I heard you had the grandkids. They all right?
I'm going on mute.
They fine. I took them back last week.
Mhm.
Yeah, they come back for about 4 weeks, and I go back and get them. Then we go into the beach.
Oh, okay. They about teenagers there, aren't they?
Julia be 14.
I sound like Auntie Carrie. Excuse me for being rude. Greetings. How you doing, Auntie Carrie? I haven't heard from you in a long time.
I'm doing good. Yeah, they big kids now.
Good thanks, hi.
Yeah. How you been doing, Hubert?
Oh, it's getting better. It's been a struggle, but we can't continue to move forward, you know. No one said about me. He's dealing with a little trials and tribulation at the moment. But nevertheless, God's going to see us through, right?
Right. He's going to bring us through.
Yes, I am. Okay. I'll talk with you all later. I'm going to go on mute now, okay?
Okay.
God bless you all. Shalom.
You too.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. Verner.
Good evening. How y'all doing?
I'll take my plate out. I'm coming home.
We doing good.
Good.
We'll keep on doing good.
Okay, Ansel, you want to go ahead and pick up in Genesis 11?
I sure will. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Start with 11:6. The Lord said, if as one people speak in the same language they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. Come. Let us go down and confuse their language so they will not understand each other. So the Lord scattered them from there over all the earth, and they stopped building the city. That is why it was called Babel, because the Lord confused the language of the whole world. From there, the Lord scattered them over the face of the whole earth. You want me to keep going? Do we have more members?
We have some callers. Let me go ahead and we have Miss Allen.
Yes.
Mr. Allen, yes. Reverend Allen. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
We have Miss Williams.
Yes.
Yes.
We have Daniel.
Yes. Amen.
Auntie Betty.
Yes.
Okay. I think that was the ones that joined.
Reading from Genesis 11, starting at verse 10. This is the account of Shem. 2 years after the flood, when Shem was 100 years old, he became the father of Arphaxad. And after he became the father of Arphaxad, Shem lived 500 years and had other sons and daughters. When Arphaxad had lived 35 years, he became the father of Shelah. And after he became the father of Shelah, Ophet lived 403 years and had other sons and daughters. When Shelah had lived 30 years, he became the father of Eber. And after he became the father of Eber, Shelah lived 403 years and had other sons and daughters. Eber had lived 34 years, and he became the father of Peleg. And after he became the father of Peleg, Eber lived 430 years and had other sons and daughters. When Peleg had lived 30 years, he became the father of Reu. And after he became the father of Reu, Peleg lived 209 years and had other sons. When Reu had lived 32 years, he became the father of Serug. And after he became the father of Serug, Reu lived 207 years and had other sons and daughters. When Serug had lived 30 years, he became the father of Nahor. And after he became the father of Nahor, Serug lived 200 years and had other sons and daughters. When Nahor had lived 29 years, he became the father of Terah. And after he became the father of Terah, Nahor lived 119 years and had other sons and daughters. After Terah had lived 70 years, he became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. I'm going to stop there.
Okay. No other callers join. If you want to go ahead and do a roll call, now would be a good time.
Okay. If I miss anyone, please speak up. I have Hubert, Auntie Carrie, I have Mom, Mr. Varner, Mrs. Allen, Reverend Allen, Mrs. Daniel, and Auntie Betty, and Loretta and myself, Angela.
Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Welcome to the Nevins Family Prayer Service. I pray that you all had a blessed week, and remember to walk by faith and not by sight. This is the day that the Lord has made, so let's be glad in it, and I hope you all brought some good news to share with us tonight. If not, just say pass. May God bless us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, we're going to go right on into the blessing of the prayer line. The caller. Good evening.
Hello.
Okay, that's Keisha. Keisha?
Hi.
How are you today?
Doing well. How are you?
We're great.
Wonderful.
Okay, may everyone bow their head for the opening prayer and the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. We enter into your courts with praises. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless us with wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Give us the ear to hear your words being shared tonight. Your words give us strength to keep pressing forward. Your word give us confidence. Your word help us on our way. Father God, we thank you for your word, for your word has power. And we ask that you remove anything and everything away from our prayer service tonight. We ask that you bind up all evil spirit that try to stop us from giving you honor and praising your name. Father God, help us to continue to walk by faith and not by sight. And let this service tonight be a blessing to us all. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 All righty, well, let's just go ahead and go around the table. I'd like to start off with Daddy Warner.
Start over there tomorrow. Okay. I'll be reading and put my eyes on what I can see.
All right.
Okay, I'll be reading from 2 Kings 4, 8:37. But I won't read the whole thing, but it's going to take about a couple of weeks to finish up. And it's after a boy. A boy who lived again. Elijah went about through all the land, teaching the people, but especially teaching the students in the school of the prophet. There were many now who turned to the Lord, and Elijah was greatly encouraged. He journeyed here, and he journeyed there, and everything he came to be known as a great prophet. Elijah had fought against the evil worship of Baal, brought in by Jezebel, when it threatened to overwhelm all the worship of Jehovah. All the road that Elijah crossed was a hard road, but now the worship of Baal was lessened, though many followed after the God that Jehovah had set up. So the way of Elijah was easy, but not easy. And he was highly honored in Israel, both by the king and by the people. One of the places where he used to stop as he went on his journey was in the city of Shunem, and at the house of a good and great woman there. After several visits, the woman said to her husband, "I see this is a holy man who stops and eats with us sometimes. Let us build a room for him on the outside of the house and put in a bed and a table and a stool and a lamp, and let it be for the man of God only to come." The husband said, "All right, let's do." They built the room and finished it. Elijah came, took him up and showed him the room. The ball at night furniture. And he was glad. He asked her what he wanted. She wanted, but she said nothing. However, when she were gone, he asked his servant Gaza what he might do for the good woman. And Gaza said, "I will tell you, master, she had no child of her own. And she does so wait, wait for a son." Then Elijah called her back and said, "Listen, next year about this time you'll have a baby boy born to you." She was so thrilled she could hardly believe it, and she said, "Oh, my Lord, don't tell me any lies." "No, indeed," said Elijah. "Truly, you shall have a son." Amen. Now, this part
of
it.
Amen. We had a caller to join in.
Auntie Dot.
Auntie Dot, good evening.
Hi.
How about you, Mom?
Yes, I'm going to read something out of the Daily Bread, and it says the best teacher, and I'm reading, it says Psalm 1, "The blessed are the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly." In talking to young people about preparing for the future, I have several saying something like this: we must get into the world to experience ungodly situation and ungodly people in order to grow strong. This kind of thinking has swallowed up many immature Christians and evenly turned them against God. Surely we are in the world, John 17:15, and we are exposed to non-Christian situations, school, job, neighborhood, But we need to be careful that exposure to those situations does not lead to embrace ungodly philosophy. All of us would mature by following the divine pattern suggested in Psalm 1. First, let our decisions and choice be controlled by the counsel of God. Second, we shouldn't put ourselves in a place where those who don't know Jesus can undo the storm of heart. Third, let's avoid getting comfortable with those who mark God, His word, and His role in our lives so that their thinking seems right to us. Counsel from faith source lead us away from God instead. It's best to get our training, our guiding, and our advice from God's holy word. And those who know it and love it, God and His not experience, are our best teacher. You are giving us your spirit, Lord, to help us grow, mature, and learn, to teach us from your written word. So truly from error we are discerned. Let God's word fill your memory, rule your heart, and guide your life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, thank you, Mom. And over to Auntie Carrie.
Pass.
Okay. Hubert? We still have Hubert?
Yes, he's on mute, I think.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was on mute. I just need a phone. I didn't learn how to operate it properly. I'm looking for my Bible now. Hold on, please. Man, y'all may. Oh, can you come back to me?
I'll come back to you. That'd be great. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. Bless y'all. Hold on.
Miss Allen? Miss Allen?
Okay. I will be coming from 1 Peter 2nd chapter 1 through the 9th verse. Therefore, laying aside all malices, all hypocrites, evil, and all evil speaking, as a newborn babe desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If indeed you have that the Lord is gracious, coming to him as a living stone, rejected indeed by man, but chosen by God and precious. You also, as living stones, are being built by a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to through Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is also contained in this description. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame. Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious, but to those who are disobedient, the stone which is built to reject has become the chief cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and rocks of offering. They stumble being disobedient to the word, to which they also was appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, the holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All right, Daniel.
Hello, everybody.
Good evening.
I'm going to try to read a little bit. I might mess up on a few names, but I'm going to try to read a little bit, okay? I'm going to read out my own name, Daniel, first. 17, 19, and 20, okay?
Amen.
Okay. Everybody can hear me? I'm good?
Yeah.
Okay. As for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skills in all learnings and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. 19 says. And the king commuted with them. And among them all was founded none like Daniel. Hamshach, Meshach, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the musicians and astronomers that were in all the wisdom. Resume. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Daniel. Reverend Allen, would you like to say anything tonight?
Yes, I'm ready.
Amen.
All right, I'm coming from 1 Corinthians 13, chapter beginning at verse 6. Rejoice not in singing, but rejoice in the truth. Fast all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things. Love never fails. Whether there be prophecy, failure. Whether there be tongue, that shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall fade away. For we know in poets, and in prophesies in poets. But when that which is perfect is come, that's where it is poet shall be done away with. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. And though as I'm a child, I understood, and I have become a man. And now I put away childish things. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Allen. I will go ahead and say something. Let's see here. Reading from Matthew 22, 7 and 8. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." Many people don't mind giving God a little, and some are willing to give him a bit more. Others are even willing to give him a great deal. But God commands us to give him all, everything, not just all of our headaches, our heartaches, our troubles, and sorrows. God wants our gifts, talents, intelligence. When we give him our all, he will do for us what he did with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread, to bless us and multiply what we have and what we give. He'll bestow purpose and meaning upon our lives. He'll cause us to be men among men. and women among us. Amen.
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 Hubert, are you ready now?
Oh, yes, I am. I am.
Oh, before Hubert go, we did have a caller. Bruce joined us. Good evening, Bruce.
Okay.
Good evening. Good evening.
Shalom, shalom, my king.
Hello.
Amen.
All right, Bruce, you just joining us. I was getting ready to put my two cent in, you know, my treasure that I found that I lost a long time ago, and that was the Word. I had in mind reading something like the Scripture, but I decided that we need to go beyond the Scripture. That God came for our joy and for us to have our life more abundantly. We should be stepping out there more. We should be becoming better. You know, it shouldn't be like, oh, we is all holding it down, following all these scriptures, because all those scriptures don't apply to everyone. In the letter is written, the letter bring forth death. There's a ways that seem right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And he said in his word, choose life. I advise you. So we should take a step forward always. Going out of the bounds, because God chose those that were different. He didn't want them that were all the same, the other six generations of creation that he created in Genesis. See, he chose his own special people because they were different. And those gifts and talents that he given us, we should just keep him first and thank him first and keep him first in all that we do. And we will be better as a family of prayer. Praise Allah. Toda.
Amen, amen. He used me one time, didn't he?
Come again?
I said he used me one time, didn't he? Amen.
Amen, amen. Inshallah, Toda, I keep. Thank you, my brother.
Moving on down to, how about you, Loretta?
Excuse me. I want to do a reading out of Hosea 12:6. And this is the time to seek the Lord. It says, oh, come back to God. Live by the principle of love and justice. And always be expecting much from him, your God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Loretta. Mrs. Williams.
Her call dropped.
Oh, okay. Excuse me. Auntie Betty?
Yes, I would like to sing a song. You got the whole world in your hands.
Amen.
He got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole world. In his hand, he got the whole world. In his hand, he got the whole world in his hand. He got my father and my mother. In his hand, he got my brother and my sister. In his hand, he got my son and my daughter. In his hand, he got the whole world in his hand. He got the sun and the rain. In his hand, he got the moon and the stars. In his hand, he got the wind and the cloud. In his hand, he got the whole world in his hand. He got the river and the mountain. In his hand, he got the ocean and the sea. In his hand, he got you and he got me. In his hand, he got the whole world in his hand. He got everybody here. In his hand, he got everybody there. In his hand, he got everybody everywhere. In his hand, he got the whole world in his the whole world in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Name is that.
Thank you, Auntie Betty. How about you, Auntie Dot?
I pass.
Okay.
Miss William.
Keisha?
Yes, yes. I have a lot to say, actually.
Wow.
Okay, so I've been doing some studying, and I just wanted to share it on the call with my family because I think it's important that my family hears this as well as all the other people listening as well. And it's titled, We Can Be Perfect. God knows we aren't perfect. But why do we use it as an excuse to sin? The Bible says, therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed that he does not fall. No temptation has overtaken you but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with temptation will provide an escape also, so that you will be able to endure it. That's from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12 and 13. God always gives us a way out of temptation. The reason so many do not hear his voice is because they are not his sheep. The Bible says, Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, these testify of me. But you do not believe because you are not of my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. That's from John 10:25-28. We have been taught that salvation comes when we say a prayer, when in actuality salvation comes when you repent, turn from your old ways, John 3-8, from 1 Corinthians 5:17, Galatians 5:3-26, and Acts 2:38. All talk about repenting and turning from your old ways, turning from sin, and being baptized, which means being washed, in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins. The Bible says what we should do to be saved. People have just taken the word of the Lord and chose what's right in their eyes. No one should ever believe that they will be saved just because they confess the Lord Jesus. Every man should be changed and transformed in the likeness of Christ. This means sin no more. The Bible says that those that sin are slaves to sin. Every man should choose for themselves whom they will serve, the Lord Jesus or sin. Don't be turned over to a reprobate mind because you refuse to stop sinning. God forgives sin when we're really resentful, when we begin to hate our old selves and begin to love the righteousness of God and walk in that righteousness. Acts chapter 3 says, chapter 3 verse 17 says, And now, brethren, I know that you acted in ignorance, just as your rulers did also. But the things which God announced beforehand by the mouth of all the prophets that his Christ would suffer, he has fulfilled. Therefore, repent and return, so that your sins may be wiped away, in order that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus and the Christ appointed for you, whom heaven must receive until the period of restoration of all things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from the ancient time. And then I wanted to sing a song, and the song just basically asks that the Lord would take over all of who I am.
Take over, take over, till we are consumed by nothing, nothing else. All we want is you. Take over, take over, till we are consumed by nothing, nothing else but you. Nothing else but you. Take my mind and mold it. Take my will, control it. Take my heart, transform it to yours, oh Lord. To yours, oh Lord. All we want is you. Take over, take over, till we are consumed by nothing, nothing else but you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Angela, we do have Miss William to join back in.
Oh, okay. Miss William, would you like to say anything today?
Okay, I'm sorry. My phone went off. Okay, thank God I'm back.
Amen.
I would like to share from Revelation. Mm-hmm. Chapter 1, begin with verse 14, a vision of the Son of Man. His head and his hairs were white like wool. I'm getting a static in the background.
Can everyone please mute the phone? There is a background.
I'm getting an echo.
That's better. Thank you.
Head and his hair were. Hello? Okay.
I'm playing a song for everybody, too, so put me in the mix for that, okay?
Huh?
I had somebody that wanted to sing a song for us.
Okay. Mrs. William is speaking. We'll come back to you, Daniel. Can everyone please put their phone on mute so we can hear her, please? Thank you.
Sorry about that, Miss Williams.
Okay.
Revelation 1.
Revelation 1, beginning with verse 14. A vision of the Son of Man. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they were burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, for I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death.
Amen. Praise Allah.
Amen. Praise Lord.
Thank you for that. Okay, would you like to say anything this evening?
Who did you say, Angela? I think you faded out.
Bruce.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm out and about. I'm just listening in. I'm just going to pass today, listening in. But I want everybody to have a blessed and prosperous week. And as you go about your business, please be sure to let your light shine. Amen.
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 Good to hear your voice. Hold on, Nadine.
Thank you for that. Okay, we want to come back to Daniel. He said someone wanted to sing a song.
Yes, I would like, she thinks she's a professional, so bear with us, okay? It might be a nightmare. It might be a blessing. We're going to see. Okay?
Rukya.
And this is it.
Praise
Hello,
the Lord.
Hello, guys. My name is Dina. Hello.
Hi.
My name is Adina.
Adina? Mm-hmm.
Yes,
welcome.
Adina.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little shy, but yeah, ready?
Yes.
Oh, we can't see you. Go ahead.
Okay.
We stay ready.
Okay. Bye-bye. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee. God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold, life earthy full. For thee, hail thee as the sun above, melt the clouds of sadness, drive the dark clouds away. Okay.
Amen.
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 Hold on. Hold on. Thank you.
Amen.
Bless
God. Great job, Adina.
Okay, well, let's move on around to our schedule. Let's talk about our sick and shut-in. Do we have any new members to add to the list today? Okay.
Yes, yes, y'all can add. You would love. I've been sick of a lot of things until I decided just to let all of them go, all of it, the things and whatever, distract me from staying focused on the one I need to study to show myself approved of. And it's sort of like stress. And it also it's a killer. And it also would lead us astray. So I would like for you all to add me to the Nellie Family Hour of Prayer today. Thank you.
Amen.
No doubt.
Thank you. Please bow your heads. Father, in the silence of your divine presence, we feel your healing spirit flowing through Rochelle Bester, Wanda, Matt Williams, Marcus, Oliver,
Tony,
Malachi,
no.
Maxine, Marianne, Billy Mitchell, Auntie Vastai, Vicki Huffman, Carlos Wells and family, Sandra, J.D., Uncle Champ, Eddie Gideon, Daniel, Dominique Chavez, Auntie Betty, Valerie Crockett, Georgianne Rayo and Mother, and Hubert, Quentin Haynes and family, Jermaine Dawson, Rebecca Rossiter, Michael Moody, Aaron Favors, Mrs. Waters and family, Sunny and family, Alden Daniels, Tanya Layton, and Brian. Your life force brings passion and enthusiasm to their mind, body, and spirit, so they feel alive. Surrounded by your magnificent healing spirit, God, allow them to experience spiritual healing and wholeness throughout every part of their being. Thank you, Father, for your spiritual healing energy that pops through them daily. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I want to follow up with the song.
Amen.
Amen.
God is my healer, and he won't change. God is my healer, and he won't change. He can do again what he did before. He's the same yesterday and forevermore. I know he'll change. God is good, and he won't change. God is good, and he won't change. He can do again what he did before. He's the same yesterday and forevermore. I know he won't change. Amen.
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 Righty, moving on around. Thank you for that, Loretta. Moving on around to our birthdays. Do we have any birthdays for the week of 6/24 through
6/30?
30. Shh, I got it. Birthdays. I had Kenny Nellums on our birthday list for June 20th. Did we mention it last week?
No, we did not.
Okay, we'll at least put Kenny on there for a belated birthday.
Amen.
Hey, Dan, you want to sing happy birthday?
Say what?
You want to sing happy birthday to Kenny?
You called my name? Oh, my God. I'm getting help, though. She wants to sing, I'm going to let her sing it, okay?
Okay.
For everybody, though.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Hey, it's Adina again.
We know.
Hi, Adina.
Okay.
Salam.
Happy birthday to y'all. Happy birthday to y'all. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to y'all. Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday.
Thank you for that. Okay. Well, did anyone want to share any praises and testimonies at this time?
Yes, I have a praise and a testimony I'd like to share. I met a gentleman tonight at the Washerette. Matter of fact, two gentlemen, and God just revealed himself among us to see. He stated that the most things about our us as a people, as black race, is that we're afraid that others are going to get more than we have. And it sort of awakened me to give thanks and praise to see what I needed to do when I spoke earlier, that I just need to let all that go. If every day is a new day, while we are responding, the way we respond to things in the past, we letting that lead us astray. If we walk by faith and not by sight, and in the beginning was the word, we know the word is in our heart, the word is the truth. And when you keep truth and mercy before our face, then we're walking in faith. And it makes me feel strong, and I feel like I want to share that because the Lord has a way of reaching out and touching all of us. But we don't want to have to be accountable for what he gave us to be occupied until he come. Being a faithful and a good steward, willing to serve, willing to give up our right for someone that's wrong, to save and redeem the time that I have lost.
the time that we've been so far away from the God that we serve. Amen.
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 All right, thank you for that, Hubert. Anyone else?
I wanted to say something.
Okay.
Miss Keisha. I just wanted to let everyone know that I was told last week that I will be promoted to a director on August 1st. It will be my first day as a director at my job that I've been at for 4 years.
Yeah. Hey, praise the Lord.
That's a blessing.
Uh-huh.
Well, I have a testimony, Angela, and I know Mom and Loretta and Keisha have heard my woes about my manager and how every time I meet with her every week, I had to pray before I got on that call, and I just wanted so bad to just do an EEO suit against this woman. I was just so mad. I wanted to retaliate. And God told me, be still. Be still. And I am so proud to say that on Friday, it was announced that she would no longer be my boss.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
God is
here.
He is
here. He'll try to make you like him.
Yeah.
Listen to God and let Him move those enemies out your way, and that's
His. He will.
Amen.
Amen.
All faith is sometimes giving away, though, in our pride.
The fact so bad.
I would like to say, each day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before.
Hallelujah.
Each day with Jesus, we should love Him more and more. Jesus saves and He keeps us, and He is the one that we should adore. Every day Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Amen.
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 I need that, amen.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, are there any other praises and testimony before we move on to our closing?
Well, this is not a testimony, but this is, I would like to share with us that on Friday we will be traveling to Georgia for an extended stay, and I request your prayers for our safe travel. My daughter and her husband.
Hello.
And my son.
What?
All right. Yeah. Hey.
All right. Traveling right.
This is that God in your life. Can you want more? Should you need? If you have God in your life, tell me what more should you need? Since I went to the valley to pray, see, I feel so good that I'm still here today because I have God in my life, and there's nothing more that I need. I stepped in the water, I bet the water was cold, right? It felt so good, it healed my soul, because I have God in my life, and there's nothing more that I need. Amen, amen,
brother.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. All right. Today our closing will be from Matthew 6:9.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, do we have a volunteer to read that?
I'm in Matthew. I volunteer. There's no one else. Anyone else want to volunteer?
Hey, I had one last testimony, though.
Oh, well,
we might move to next week, okay?
You going to do it or are you going to do it next week? Danny Man?
I have one.
Okay.
I just got a call from a job that wants me to come in for an interview on Tuesday, and I pray that I get it.
Amen. Okay. This is Adina?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We'll be praying for you, sweetie.
Thank you.
We're going to read out of Matthew. See, what we got to read out of Matthew?
Matthew 6:9.
Cool. Before you close up with Matthew 6:9, I'd like to apologize for not being ready with that article that I supposed to have been presenting today in final call. But I promise you all, and God will never let me break a promise I do this thing, to break with you all that article this week. Thank you very much. And then y'all have a blessed day. Nothing impossible day, that is.
We're going to hold you to this one.
Yeah.
R.E.I. Nice.
Shalom.
Okay, is Daniel going to read it or Loretta going to read it?
Daniel, are you going to do Matthew 6:9?
Matthew 6:9?
Chapter 6.
Okay.
After this manner, therefore pray ye our Father which art in heaven, hallowed by thy name.
After this manner, therefore pray ye our Father which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debtors as we forgave our debtors. And lead us not unto the temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is in the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks for the closing, and that concludes our program for today.
Amen, everybody.
Okay, that concludes our program for tonight. Danella's family, thank you all for joining us. Hope there was something there that was shared that would bring you through your busy week. We will put on our full suit of armor for protection before leaving the home daily to throw the devil off his task. This week we will run a good race and we will fight a good fight and we will keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Savior. God bless us all. Jesus loves you and so do I. Good night, everyone.
Hi.
I just wanna hear you.
Thank you for listening to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. May God bless you all. Good night.